Today we are talking about appliances on 4Q, because let's be honest, it's the things in our kitchen that makes our life easy or utterly maddening. Sure, you can grow your own food, harvest it, gently pluck it at peak ripeness, then cook it over a fire you built yourself using ancestral wood. But most of us, we just want something warm, fast, and not totally awful. And here's the truth. No appliance has brought more people into the kitchen than the air fryer. That little countertop jet engine turned frozen nuggets into culinary events, and today I want to make your kitchen life even easier. I am your chief medical explanationist and chef, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, 4Q University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food, medicine, and making some actual dishes along the way. Now, for years, I started my mornings with a grind-it-yourself Pete's coffee routine, Major Dickinson. Pour over, time bloom, water temp dialed, and in the precision of an interventional cardiologist. Coffee wasn't a drink, it was a process, and a time waster. But lately, I've gone soft, depending on you see it, or smart. I switched to Nespresso. Yep, I was on vacation. I didn't bring my typical usual coffee junk. Popped in a capsule at the hotel, not expecting anything, pressed a button, and boom. I got an espresso with crema that would make an Italian nona nod in approval. It's fast, it's smooth, and it means I'm not sacrificing time or flavor. And before you ask, no, I am not sponsored. Not by Nespresso, not by Big Coffee, just bringing you the things to make your morning better. Which brings me to my blender. Now, you know, I have a ton of smoothie recipes. I love smoothies. I recommend them. I write about them. I have written recipes for years, but for years, making one felt like punishment. Why? Two words, the Vitamix. Now, don't get me wrong. It is a beast of a machine. If you're making soup for a medieval banquet or blending a whole coconut tree, sure. But for one simple smoothie, lugging it out, cleaning five separate parts, reassembling it like a NASA payload? No thanks. So I stopped making smoothies. Then one day, on a whim, I bought a Nutribullet. Small, fast, rinse it, twist it, done, and just like that, smoothies became a part of my daily rhythm again. And no, I'm not paid by Nutribullet either. I just like sharing what actually helps. So here's one that I've obsessed with lately. It's a smoothie that wakes you up and fuels you because you deserve both. The ingredients are simple. One cup of cold brewed coffee or a double shot of cooled Nespresso, a scoop of whey protein, vanilla or chocolate, half a banana for creaminess and sweetness, half a cup of oat milk or your milk of choice, teaspoon of peanut butter or almond butter, a dash of cinnamon or cocoa powder. I will also put in about a quarter to a half cup of Greek yogurt. Throw it all in the Nutribullet, boom, 15 seconds, you're done, pour it out. Now, sometimes I've discovered that tools are the barrier, not the habit. If your blender is a workout in itself, or if your coffee shop setup feels like it's a hostage situation, you're going to skip it. You'll grab a muffin. You'll convince yourself that breakfast isn't my thing. But with the right gear, you'll start building better habits without friction. And that's a key, whether it's medicine, food, or fitness. Reduce resistance to the process and increase consistency. So whether it's an air fryer, a capsule espresso machine, or a blender you'll actually use, let the kitchen work for you, not against you. And if you want more recipes, more food science, fewer ads, you know I have a lot of recipes on terrysimpson.com, but you will find this one on my blog at either 4q.com or yourdoctorsorder.com. And if you want to support the show without me selling you toothbrushes or magic supplements, you can become a paid subscriber at tsimpson.substack.com. This episode was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and experimented on in the kitchen by me. And while I am a triple board certified physician, let me be clear, I am not your doctor. If you are making changes to your diet or health routine, please consult your own board-certified physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, not an Eastern-trained shaman who learned nutrition by moonlight. All the audio magic and podcast distribution is handled by our friends at Simpler Media and my own personal pod god, Mr. Evo Terra. All right, everybody. Until next time, I'm Dr. Terry Simpson reminding you that the only thing that should be clunky in your kitchen is a chunky peanut butter. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, what's your kitchen appliance hack?
Pretty sure my kitchen appliance hack will be stealing your coffee maker that you had for years. Pod coffee, Terry. Wait till I tell the fellas.